short with a temper like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises, your name is catchy, but they don't see you how I see you, Parlay and Desi. Cross tween tween Hesse, hit the Jets beat. When they get messy, go lefty like Lionel Messi. Let's take a trip and get the Vespas or rent a jet ski. I know the spots that got the best, we going next week. I wanna honor you. Rise groom, I'm my father's child. I know when the son takes the first step, the father's proud. If you make it to the water, he'll part the clouds. I know he made you a snack like Oscar Proud. Suffer it to be so now, gotta clean it up. Formalize the union and communion he could trust. I know I ain't leaving you like I know he ain't leaving us. I know we believe in God and I know God believes in us.
You hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy, 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 holy.
Holy. Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper on the Beat Breakfast Club. Have you ever seen the Final Destination movies?
No, I won't.
No, never.
No. So, Claudia, you don't even know what they are.
I don't know what they are. I've never heard about this movie, and you guys were talking about it quickly yesterday, and
okay, so
I've just never watched one.
I'll give you the backstory, but they just came up with a new movie, and what happened at the screening of one of these movies over the weekend is wild.
Okay. Like it's a horror film, by the way. It's a horror franchise. They do a couple of them, right?
Okay. Oh, I don't like horror movies. Yeah. That's
potentially why. And they play on your irrational fears, right? And they've got like these specific fears that each of the cast members go through.
Okay.
And the audience kind of experiences it with them. And then they're haunted by these fears that these cast members have, and then people like go about their day and they're like, oh my God, this could happen here.
So 25 years ago, the first movie came out, something like that. And a group of friends were supposed to be on a plane or something, and they last minute got off the plane, but everyone on that plane died.
Ugh.
So it's almost like
they missed their final destination calling.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're like death traps. Death traps.
So then all of a sudden, you know, they all end up dying throughout the movie by these wild scenarios.
Okay. Because that was their time.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like a truck on the highway that carries the logs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which has become an irrational fear of a lot of people because of that movie, the fear of like a log falling off and hitting your car while you're driving.
Oh, so, right? Exactly.
Okay.
And I was behind one of those trucks on DeCarry with all the logs, and I'm like, this is a Final Destination scene where the logs are going to come loose and they're all going to just fall on DeCarry and we're all going to die.
Okay, I see. Okay. Wow. So I'm glad I haven't seen this movie because I think it starts being afraid of everything.
So you start like, you know, and it's always wild scenarios.
Exactly.
So their latest movie, Final Destination.
Bloodlines,
going back to the OG of it all, just came out. So a lot of people went to go see it in theaters. You want to know what happened at
what
the
happened?
Theater?
What?
Like something happened from the movie?
The ceiling of the theater fell in on a woman.
No!
Just
only
a woman?
On one woman.
Oh my God.
No, tell me she's just injured.
So I don't need that fear next time I go check out a movie.
Okay, but guys, this reminds me of, remember the movie Scream? Remember the beginning in the movie? Somebody gets killed in the movie theater.
What?
You remember the movie Scream?
Yes. With somebody with the mask?
Yes. Oh, and there's a person, the movie kicks off that way. We're all sitting at the movies. Now everybody's freaking out that potentially can happen. And ever since that day, I always am afraid when I'm sitting in a movie theater that something can happen because of that movie.
Okay. So the ceiling falling is a huge Final Destination irrational fear, and it happened to this woman, and that's kind of heebie-jeebie-ish.
It really is. So she didn't die. Nearly killed.
Thank goodness.
Oh my goodness. Thank goodness.
Like ridiculous.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Final Destination screening and something like that happens? Oh my goodness.
Another one is lawnmowers, and it's so true now that I'm looking at looking at it, I'm like, it's so true. Have you ever had that fear that the lawnmower was just going to start chasing you?
No.
Oh, yeah. No. I had the irrational fear that my hand would go in it or something like that.
No.
Hey, irrational fear, 92925. Hit us up if you want. Here's old Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine on the Beat Breakfast Club. Hope you're having a great day so far.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute? sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too.
But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named? You know his name.
Oh yeah, definitely, I know his name.
But I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, no, he's mine.
Monica might be a tour.
Yes, ooh. Please bring it on. I would love to see them on stage together.
That would be awesome, possum.
Speaking of on stage, completely unrelated, we're about to find out what your exotic dancer name
come
is.
Come on. I love these things. I'm on social media all the time,
so
right?
And use
I
use this at work.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. So today when you go into work, you're going to ask your colleagues this. Your exotic stripper name is based on your color of the underwear that you're wearing at present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you ate. Come on, we're going to laugh. We're going to start off the morning.
Oh, and text us at 1995, yes. Okay?
So the color of the underwear that you are wearing right now and the last thing you just ate.
Okay, so I'm ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
presenting black cashew.
Ooh, oh. I see like, Ryan, I see some sultry dancing coming on.
All right. Just a little salty. It's perfect.
Lee?
I'm black yogurt.
Oh, I love it. Kim?
I am blue protein shake, baby.
Oh,
my blue protein shake protein brings all the boys shake to the
That doesn't sound too hot, blue protein shake. Blue.
Hold on, okay. Natasha, before you hit us with yours, we're getting texts and they're really great. Pink hamburger.
Yeah.
Black bagel.
Black bagel. Ooh,
blue banana. Black
green chicken wings. Oh,
All right. Okay, so Natasha, who are you?
Mesdames et messieurs, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Pink Crescent Roll.
Whoa. I'm making it rain.
Here's what's coming next on The Beat. If you like pina colada, making love in the rain, skinny dipping in the ocean, pampered and entertained. Coming up on The Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Ready to level up your workout? The Beat 92.5 and Orange Theory Fitness are hooking you up. All this week, listen to the Beat Sanka Scent for your chance to win one of four three-month unlimited memberships to Orange Theory Fitness, each worth $635, of pure strength, cardio, and motivation. A dynamic blend of strength and cardio training that supercharges your metabolism to burn more calories and build lean muscle. It's your time to crush it. Only on the Beat 92.5 with Orange Theory Fitness.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get the Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes, had a great roomie, so dependable, great with money, amazing what they could do with 45 bucks, and fast, like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
This spring, it's time for better sleep. Polysleep mattresses are crafted to give you deep, restorative rest just as nature intended. Visit polysleep.ca or your local retailer today.
At Saint-Hubert, add a $2 scratch card to your meal and get a 1 in 4 chance to win a prize, such as a tasty treat, Saint-Hubert merchandise, or a trip to Mexico. Scratch for a good cause and support the Saint-Hubert Foundation.
If you're looking to insure your accounting firm, you should know that Desjardins Insurance has been insuring businesses for several decades. Wondering what difference that makes? Well, imagine Louise here prepared financial statements every day for that long.
Okay, that makes 12.273875%.
Wait, you don't use a calculator?
Nah, don't need one.
Whoa. There you have it. Desjardins Insurance for Business. We're not new to insurance, and that's reassuring. Get a quote.
It's a potty at Chupa. Bring your dog for a free open house experience inside the indoor park. Enjoy 25% off all dog food, door prizes, and live fun with the Beat 925 on May 31st at 8705 De Crosseau in Saint-Léonard.
During the Canada Post labor dispute, the gouvernement du Québec is doing everything in its power to ensure that beneficiaries receive the amounts to which they are entitled. Checks issued by several departments and agencies are distributed in most Service Québec offices. To find out which checks will be distributed and where and when you can pick them up, go to quebec.ca/CanadaPostStrike or contact Service Québec at 1-877-644-4545. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, it's Tam, Talaid Montreal. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here to listen 24/7. It's free and confidential everywhere in Quebec. Call 1-877-935-1101. Talaid Montreal. It feels good to be heard.
Looking for stylish eyewear? Save $150 now at Gratian Scaff. Until May 31st, save $150 on a complete pair of glasses or $50 on non-prescription sunglasses. Chantal Crevel, optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on grace-scaff.com.
McDonald's summer drink days are back,
which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Such a fun throwback by NSYNC coming up in just a few minutes here. And what do you think is the biggest eyesore in Montreal? First, Kim, how's the drive-in?
Well, it's Wednesday, so things filled in quick. 640 East tightens up at Arthur Sauvé for the 13, 13 South, and congested Dagenais to Sampson. 15 South, you're busy around the 50, and then from the outlets to Curie-Labelle. Then it starts to fill in around Cartier for the Met. Met West slow, but moving Langelier to DeCary. 40 East, Illichort, starting to reach for the 30-40 split, and 20 East, the Gallipot is about halfway to DeLille. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination until May 28th. 1 kilogram Saputo mozzarella cheese blocks are just $9.99 each. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat 92.5.
Want to chat with The Beat?
Download the Cogeco app
and hit the text bubble to reach us in studio.
Party people in the place.
DJ Cassidy.
We really rocking now, Shag.
You know the two bandit them there.
It's a celebration.
Real fun.
Yeah. Your man don't treat you like a lady. You've been together too long. And life's getting kind of boring. And the days seem long. So while he lay there sleeping, you're texting me in bed.
Hey, girl.
You say you want some excitement. You'd rather me instead.
Let's go.
If you like pina colada, making love in the rain, skinny dipping in the ocean. If you like making love at midnight, this can be so insane. Then I'm the man you should look for. Come with me and escape, escape.
Yeah, you know, I want to sit around, you know. Cause sing you don't tell her, you know. But she want to book up on the island, boy, you know. But me sit to her,
sing on.
Yo! Girl, I got the thing for make you feel alright.
Hey.
It's a love, I wrinkle up your sheet all night. Spend the time with me is simply paradise.
Oh.
Who can have the love of that good island, right? Cause, hear me now, darling. Just throw your book up on a Prince Charming. Love under the boot till early morning. I know your body needs some overhauling. Send me triple tide. Love explosion when me launch this a missile ride. In a the rain when it barely a drizzle
light.
She just a full jive. This vacation gave her a open invitation. Late night stroking, conversation, bathtub soaking, sexy occasion.
Smooth it out.
And this is good, huh?
It's a party in paradise.
DJ Cassidy, Raven, Shaggy, watch out.
If you like pina colada,
oh, you're big.
Making love in the rain,
oh, man, I'll be ready.
Skinny dipping in the ocean,
it's a coconut,
pampered and entertained,
madame.
If you like making love at midnight,
so,
this can be so insane.
Man.
And I'm the man you should look for.
Oh, you're big.
Come with me and escape.
One more time.
If you like pina colada,
let's toast.
Making love in the rain,
let's love. If you like pina coladas, it is a perfect day for you to have a beverage.
Oh, let's just say that.
Yes.
Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. And what is the biggest eyesore in Montreal when it comes to landmarks? Ooh, la, I mean, la. We got a few to choose from.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I love whenever you travel and you're flying into the city, there's this thing about home, right? Then you see all the little landmarks, you see the Montreal skyline, and you really appreciate a lot of the things in the city. Love it or hate it, Montreal has a lot of character, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And sometimes the characteristics people don't really love, or they're wondering, how come we're investing so much money in this? Mm-hmm. So there's this new poll, which was surveyed amongst Montrealers, asking them, what's the ugliest landmark in Montreal? Lots of Montrealers did not hold back. What do you think are some of the top landmarks in this city that we just don't understand and do not appreciate?
Okay, so I'm going to go for a newer one. I don't know if it's become a landmark yet, but I'm sure it will.
Okay.
And that is the REM. Not the stations of the REM, but the actual...
The REM, the train.
The actual REM.
The actual, like, where it's going to run. Like, especially, like, in the West Island in front of Fairview. Mm-hmm. I find it looks like, you know, the Hunger Games when they get to the Capitol?
Totally.
It looks like that. Like, very gray.
Yes.
Very cementy.
So true.
It's just not pretty.
It's very futuristic looking, though.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It does look like Hunger Games, or it looks like the Jetsons, like,
that's
back in the
it,
day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Did that make the list?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
So, people like the REM.
So
no.
I'm gonna have to guess people are going to say, and I'm sorry, Claudia, because she's going to hate this answer. I'm going to say the casino.
Oh! How dare you!
I don't think it. I'm saying that's what some Montrealers would say.
Oh, I want to know what you're thinking. Why would people choose the casino?
Fine, I think the casino.
You think the casino's not attractive?
It's beautiful.
It's
I think the architecture.
With all the points, I'm not crazy.
Really? It looks like a space shuttle a little bit. I love the look of the casino.
Wow.
And I love what happens inside the casino. Lee, I'm very,
really?
I think I'm going to leave.
Huh? Did that make the list? No, not at all. That's, you're choosing things that are really nice. Okay, you're the obvious one.
For me, it's that big,
the big O.
Yes. La rue, it's at Henri Bourassa in the Pont something, and it's like a merry-go-round that doesn't move.
Yeah. Okay, that made the list.
Oh, what is that?
Okay, so I didn't know this. Not the beautiful Ferris wheel at the old port, because that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's another Ferris wheel that's in the east end of Montreal, apparently, and it's just there. It doesn't move. It's got some lights on it, and people don't understand it. So that did make the list. It's at number four.
Interesting.
Okay, but you guys are not stating the obvious. The number one...
Olympic Stadium
is number one. Second is the Montreal Forum at Atwater and St. Catherine.
It's really ugly. It's true. Don't you dare, Claudia. Don't you dare.
They have such a good bowling alley there. And then there's, remember, they don't have that anymore, but on the inside, they had like a little version of like what the
Reds.
The Bell Center used to be like with the players. I like it.
And coming in at number three, I love these. I wanted to live in them. I always looked up on MLS if there was a unit that was available.
Expo 67.
I love Expo 67.
Yes.
Habitat 67.
Yep.
Apparently, Montrealers think that's an ugly eyesore. I think it's beautiful.
I think it's really nice, too.
With all the boxes?
Like Lego houses.
That's weird. I'm waiting for it to fall apart.
Come on. We have some really nice characteristics.
Okay, so, I think so, too.
So we do. And instead of like leading into this list of like the ugliest landmarks in Montreal, why don't we do a very Beat Breakfast Club type thing?
Yes.
We're a positive group of people.
We are.
Why don't we make our own list of the most beautiful landmarks?
Absolutely, because there's so much beauty in
so
the city.
Not just us, but it's up to you. So text now, 92925. What is your favorite Montreal landmark? It is iconic. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You want out-of-towners to see it.
Yes.
Let's celebrate.
We're making our own top three list of the most beautiful landmarks in Montreal.
So text now, and we're going to put them all together coming up next. Here's a little Charlotte Corday confetti on the Beat 925. Good morning.
Always been loud. In the quiet way, I always feel alone. In the crowded place, I always wanna stay. Wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I wanna talk back in the worst way. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say. I wanna throw it all away.
feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti, singing la da 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 da. I always wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know. And I never know what to say till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't, but I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play, I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie, I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti, singing la da 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 da.
Morning, the Beat Breakfast Club. So what is the most iconic, beautiful landmark we have in Montreal? This is all inspired by kind of a voting that came out.
Yes.
Of the ugliest landmark in Montreal, which obviously the Olympic Stadium took first place there.
The Olympic Stadium followed by the Montreal Forum. I mean, we all knew that, right? Duh. But come on, there are some beautiful things that we so admire and we brag about, especially when people come into our city.
Yes.
And we're always like, I want to take you here because it's so breathtaking to see.
Absolutely. And we got a top three. But before we go through our top three, we did get some really good texts.
Yeah.
How about this? The biosphere.
Yeah. I've gone to the biosphere with my daughter and the biodome as well. But I've done that. You get to sleep on these little bean bags and you look up and then they tell you the whole story. It's really fun.
And it is really pretty because you see it whenever you look at Montreal, you always see the ball.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Not the orange julep ball.
I mean, that one's much more delicious.
Well, I know.
But there is something iconic and beautiful. I have no idea what you do in that biosphere thing.
You learn about space.
Do you?
Yes.
That's the planetarium.
That's a planetarium.
The biosphere is the big ball from Expo 67.
It's a big metal structure near Oceaga.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm having a moment.
Think that's the biosphere either.
Huh?
Yes,
the
that
biosphere,
is.
The biosphere, the planetarium, aren't they all together?
No,
they're the biodome. No.
Oh!
Okay. I have a question. Are we all from Montreal?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay,
what about the Beaver Lake? Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, Beaver Lake's gorgeous. Beautiful.
Which kind of, in some ways, made it onto our top list. So we're looking for the most beautiful places, iconic landmarks in Montreal.
Okay.
And it wasn't up to us. You voted.
Yeah.
And man, our text line just got flooded. Okay, so coming in honorable mention was the Leonard Cohen mural demo.
Oh, for sure.
Yes,
okay,
for
that
sure.
One really came in fourth place.
It's so impressive. Now, you know what? It kind of just re-energized Crescent Street. Because for a while, Crescent Street had a little bit of a reputation, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And now there's that Leonard Cohen mural, and it's like gorgeous.
And I met the artist because he's one of my friend's friends, and he is the nicest person.
Oh.
Talented and nice. Love it.
The second most beautiful landmark we have in Montreal, Place. Oh, sorry, the third. I'm saying Mount Royal, the actual mountain.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Do kids still go there to make out after prom? I'm wondering, is that something that
they
do?
There's the lookout. There's a view of the city. Yeah. It's gorgeous. You can go hiking. You can go for walks there. There's the nice cross. It's beautiful.
It's just seeing the whole mountain off in the distance. It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're really lucky in our city. Coming in number two, Place Jacques Cartier.
Yes, Place Jacques Cartier is amazing. Yeah, they have so many good restos. Jardin Nelson being one of them. I go to Jardin Nelson once every summer. It's one of my faves.
Just that stretch when you up, look up that street.
Please
tell
me what's coming in at number one. You're missing a big one.
I'm missing literally the biggest one. Voted by you, the most beautiful landmark in Montreal, St. Joseph Orphanage.
Yes.
Good, I agree.
1,000,000%. That stands out. It is so historically beautiful. Everyone goes there whenever tourists come in. And you know what? I have to say, we do have some really beautiful churches in this city.
We do.
Yeah.
Notre Dame Basilica.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. Oh, we did get another honorable mention?
Absolutely.
Best landmark in Montreal. Are you ready? The Beat Breakfast Club. Love you guys. You make my morning. That is so sweet.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
I still prefer the julep because they have delicious poutine. You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Because I want you. Megyn Kelly hooking you up with $200 every single day this week, courtesy of De Podium Entrepot.
De Podium.
Podium Entrepot. You got to correct me.
You said De Podium.
De Podium. I know. Yeah. I stumbled.
It's okay.
There.
That happens.
I get it. It's cash.
Listen, we have each other's back.
Kids,
I stumble all the time.
Get in your corners. Get in your corners.
There's
all right,
no boats.
There you go.
All right. right, that's Megan Kelly hooking you up later on. But we are hooking you up right now. You want to play Spit It Out? We describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins.
Oh, a three mom. No, I'm going to stop.
Karma.
Three moms up for grabs.
Oh, yes, please.
Where are you grabbing?
3-month membership to Orange Fitness Theory. And then one person will actually win a 1-year membership at the end of the week. So it's awesome.
I'm so looking forward to this Orange Theory experience that we are doing after the show, all of us together.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
I hate working out, but I'm going
to
do it anyway.
Okay, you want the 3 moms, right? Yeah. We'll take the 3 months.
Hey, you want to play Spit It Out? Text your name to 92925 right now. Kim, how's that traffic?
Oh, it's a busy one. Wednesday, so Champlain already backing to the tracks, and it gets crowded at De La Vérendrye to get through Turcotte. Mercier, 132 is at the Big Bear, 138 Goodleafs, then it bunches up through Ville-Saint-Pierre. 20 East, Gallipot backing to Cardinal Léger, then it gets busy through Lachine. 40 East, Illichouart backing into the 30-40 split, gets crowded at Cavendish, and the Met West is slow but moving from L'Angelier right through to Dakary. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until May 28th, 1 kilogram Saputo mozzarella cheese blocks are just $9.99 each. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Coming up on The Beat.
Got to do it.
Up next.
Côté Rose, Fumée Blanche, Est de la Sablette. The sweet smell of roses. SAQ, 18 years and over.
At Tanguay, shipping is free. That's like having an extra pair of hands to help with your move. Recently, my hands were full with my own move. And when Tanguay mentioned their free shipping, they didn't need to twist my arm. No, sir. I welcomed them with open arms. Then I folded my arms and watched them go to work. Hey, did I mention shipping is free? You gotta hand it to them. These days, it's tough finding something that doesn't cost an arm and an arm. I mean, leg.
Tanguay. Take a load off with free shipping. Certain conditions apply.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Club Voyage professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Ready to level up your workout? The Beat 92.5 and Orange Theory Fitness are hooking you up. All this week, listen to the Beat Breakfast Club for your chance to win one of 4 3-month unlimited memberships to Orange Theory Fitness, each worth $635 of pure strength, cardio, and motivation. And here's the big one. One lucky winner will score the grand prize, a full year unlimited membership valued at $2,250. It's your time to crush it. Only on the Beat 92.5 with Orange Theory Fitness.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our 2-for-1 sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
Electric vehicle subsidies are back at GM LaSalle. Fast delivery. Over 50 vehicles in stock, including the Equinox EV and Blazer EV. GM of LaSalle, the largest Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Corvette, Hummer dealership in Montreal. 8000 Newman Boulevard.
It's late Friday night and orders are coming in. Thankfully, with Saturday business pickup and delivery with UPS, packages get moving on the weekend, so I'm ready for the next order. I love it when a company works on my schedule. UPS Saturday pickup and delivery is just what my business needs.
This week in the IGA Flyer...
Cut!
What do you mean cut? I was just getting started.
Yeah, I know, but the grocers just made some last-minute price changes.
Meaning more savings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this week in the IGA Flyer, revised by your grocers, fresh steelhead trout fillets are $8.99 per pound, selected fresh European Cypre sausages are $4.44 per pound. Montelier carbonated natural spring water is $5.49 for a pack of 10.
When they revise prices, they go all in.
IGA, food is everything, and so are savings. Until May 28th at participating IGA stores. Details and flyer.
Are you still searching for housing for July 1st? Do you need help with your arrangements and don't know where to turn to? Ville de Montréal provides support for low-income households in Montreal. Whether you're looking for housing, accommodation, or a place to temporarily store your belongings, we can help. We can also provide you with references for various support services. Don't hesitate to contact us. dial 311. A message from Ville de Montréal.
You know those useless old electronic devices just sitting around at home? They're actually not useless. Old electronics contain valuable resources that can be reused to make new products. Sounds pretty useful to me. So bring them to one of the over 1,000 authorized drop-off points that are part of the Quebec Electronics Recycling Program. Find one near you at recyclemyelectronics.ca. Recycling old electronics is not a waste of time.
Hey, hen, I was thinking, do you want to...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Chill out and watch a movie?
Until May 28th, get lounge chairs for just $79.97 each.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
What does living your best nonstop life mean to you? Cheering on your team at that big game? A music festival with friends? A family vacation? Or maybe a vacation from your family? Live your best nonstop life with low fares and nonstop flights only at Allegiant.com.
Nonstop flights from Plattsburgh to Myrtle Beach International Airport. One way for as low as $50. Must be purchased by 6/4/2025 for travel between 5/15/2025 and 11/16/2025. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, 6-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Listen up.
Let's go.
Spit it out with the Beat Breakfast Club.
Up for grabs is a 3-month membership to Orange Theory Fitness, and one person this week can be walking away with an all-inclusive year-long membership.
That's great.
Yes. To Orange Theory. But first, you got to guess a bunch of words that we describe, and doing that is Erica from Laval.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Erica.
And everything good in Laval today?
Not too much traffic yet, so good.
All right,
perfect. And then going up against you from Pierre Farm, Maria.
Maria.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Is Pierre Farm under control today?
Beautiful day.
Yes. All right.
Yes, it is.
Is Shaggy there? Because he's living in Pierre Farm.
It's all good when you're living
in Pierre Farm. Oh, my goodness. No, I never heard that. Okay.
All right. We described the words. Whoever guesses the most wins. Erica, we called you first. Do you want to play with Claudia or Natasha?
I've always wanted to play with Claudia. So.
Oh, all right. Oh, my God. Erica, legend. Let's do this.
All right.
So excited.
Spit
okay.
it out. Erica, Claudia starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, a caterpillar turns into a?
Butterfly.
The lion is the king of the?
Jungle.
Hola is in what language?
Spanish.
The makeup that you put on your cheeks to have rosy cheeks?
Blush.
Not small, large, it's?
Big.
In the middle. Okay. Beef is a good on the barbecue. It's a big piece of?
Steak.
You get into those at night under your duvet. You get into your?
Teeth.
Yeah. And, six.
Six.
Oh, six is good.
Six. Really good.
Six is good. There's one that we were missing, Erica, and it was not,
what was it?
Not small, large, it's medium.
Oh, medium. Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said all medium. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. That's
all good.
Six all is right. good. Okay.
Maria and Natasha from Pierre Farm.
Yeah, Team Pierre Farm.
Come on,
over
let's
here.
Do this.
We got this.
We do have this.
Spit it out starts in 3, 2, and 1.
There are how many blanks in a year?
12.
No, what are they called? They're. Monday, Tuesday, one. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is what?
Seven.
No,
seven.
What is that? That's
a week.
Yes. Okay, Molson and Corona are types of what?
Beer.
It's makeup that you put on your lashes. It's called?
Mascara.
Yeah, you put this on your body in the morning and you go to work. It's fabric.
Lotion.
No, it's fabric. A shirt. Yes. When you come into the city and that you don't know, you're called a?
Tourist.
Yes. And it's not garlic. It's round. It makes you cry when you cut it.
Onion.
Yes. How much was that?
Yeah.
Six.
He's on the buzzer. Six. Okay. My gosh, you guys did very well. Okay, so we are going into a tiebreaker, which means that we go back to Erica. Erica, you choose whether or not you'd like to pass or play. If you choose to play, you have 10 seconds to guess a difficult word that I will be describing to you. And if you pass it on to Maria, well, she could play. And if she loses, you win. But if she wins, she wins, you know?
Yeah, I'll play.
Okay.
Okay, so she's playing.
I don't have the word. Okay. No, sorry.
You're playing. There you go.
Okay.
Hard word.
Here we go, Erica.
Yeah.
All right. Final round. Hard round starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Vitamins and good things in your food are called. You say there's no this. Yeah.
Whee! Oh, good job.
That was quick.
Good job.
Well done.
I saw the word and I didn't even guess
it. How did you get nutrients out of that? Very good.
Wow.
Well, we're connected, Erica.
We are connected.
You're invited to game night anytime.
Awesome.
I supply the wine.
No problem.
Okay.
So you're winning a 3-month unlimited membership to Orange Theory Fitness, and your name goes in the draw for Friday. You might be winning a 1-year-long membership to Orange Theory. Congratulations.
Woo!
Thank you.
Congrats.
All right.
Yeah. Big shout out to the entire team at Orange Theory. We're going to be joining them just after the show today. They're a South Shore location at these times.
I forgot my towel. I forgot my water bottle.
Me too.
Okay.
I forgot my willpower. Kim, how's the drive?
Well, it's rush hours in full swing. That 13 South congested, the Middle Ill to Henry Barassa, then just after Hickmore to the 20. 15 South, you're off and on. The 50, right down to the Met. Met westbound, slow but moving. L'Angelier to DeCary. 40 East, Illitoid, backing into the 30-40 split. Then it gets crowded at Cavendish. And 20 East, the Gallipots at Cardinal Leger. Then it slows the 13 to First Avenue. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until May 28th, 1 kilogram Saputo mozzarella cheese blocks are just $9.99 each. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat, 92.5.
Now, back to the hits.
Let's go.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat, 92.5.
Joe cracked the door.
Don't cut 'em no slack, 'cause we own it like that.
do. You have to do with it, man.
Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Okay, good morning. So you know the Saks big projects, Saklik? Yeah.
You mean the big eyesore? We're talking about eyesores?
Yeah. You mean Saklikpa?
Saklikpa. It's in big doo-doo, okay? Because it was supposed to save money and fix its finances, but instead it left the organization in serious trouble. How much trouble? Their deficit could soon hit $1 billion, okay?
This is so frustrating.
It's so frustrating because what does one do when they're in financial trouble? They start looking for money in places that they shouldn't. So happening now?
That's a big debt.
The board of directors reportedly considered using money from a special fund meant to compensate accident victims.
That's terrible.
That's unforgivable.
Right? Very immoral as a move. It's like dipping into the treasure of Quebecers to fix a mistake that shouldn't have happened in the first place. And this is according to a lawyer.
Off with everybody's head
there. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Speaking of that, pretty much minutes after King Charles's plane took off yesterday.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The National Assembly in Quebec voted unanimously in favor of cutting ties with the monarchy.
Off with your head.
Exactly.
We don't need the monarchy anymore.
So it was the Parti Québécois and Paul St-Pierre Plamondon that tabled the vote, and literally everyone agreed. The thing is, it means absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It was just a waste of time. It was symbolic. Literally nothing could come of this vote.
Funny how we didn't talk about this when Queen Elizabeth was in power and she was still there. And I wonder if it would have been different again. I said this if Prince William and Kate were the ones that came to Montreal.
So everyone, in the country, people question being part of the monarchy.
Yeah.
Quebecers in general are very against the idea. That's why they did it.
People in Europe are very much against it.
Why does it
exist? So the Quebec National Assembly literally has zero to say in that decision, whether we're part of it or not. So maybe we should just focus on things that we can actually do to improve the life of Quebecers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, this might improve your life, especially if you take public transportation. If you're one of those people who would stand in line and you're fumbling for your Opus card and the line is getting bigger, your life's probably going to get a little easier come the fall.
I'm sorry, but you just described yourself. If you walk around with Natasha anywhere, she'll drop her keys. Yeah. She'll drop her wallet.
My purse is a disaster. I am a walking disaster. So if you're like me and you're looking for your Opus card all the time, they're trying this. It's a trial period, right? Where you could possibly be using.
You don't have an Opus card.
I don't have an Opus card. Okay. I used to take public transportation all throughout school. I used to take BMW, which was Bus Metro Walk.
And Natasha
everywhere.
Would be the lady that you'd stand behind for 5 minutes because she's looking for her change.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And she just dropped a quarter. Now she has to pick it up.
I am still that lady that looks for her change. I'm never going to stop being that lady. But do you want to know how it's going to make transit people's life easier? So they're starting this trial period where you can use your smartphone. So everything's going to be on your smartphone. So they're trying it out with a limited amount of users. It's starting in July, and then if it ends up working, it looks like everybody will be able to use their smartphone come the fall.
Hopefully it's not the people over at Saklik that are building that platform too.
Wrong.
That was traffic.
Oh, it's a busy one. Little on the heavy side. Met West, slow but moving from Ray Lawson right through to Côte-de-Liesse. 40 East, Illatorte backing through the 30-40 split now. Then it fills in at Cavendish. 20 East, Gallipoe backing to the Taschereau. Then it slows the 13 to First Avenue. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy competitive interest rates. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. I'm Kim Curran, Montreal Traffic.
All right. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Yeah. Sunshine all around with a high of 28. It's going to feel like summer today. So I'm not even going to talk to you about tomorrow because guess what? Tomorrow's tomorrow and today's the present. That's why it's a gift. Right now, 15 in Montreal.
Your quote of the day was supposed to be at 6.
I know, but, you know.
That was cheesy.
That was motivating.
Perfect. All right, we got music by Luke Kala coming up in a few and Cyril. But should you wait to get a divorce until the kids turn 18?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, we're going to hear what an expert has to say. You might be a little surprised.
The Beat Breakfast Club.
92.5.
Our love is alive.
Stay together for the kids. Good morning. Ooh. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. I know.
Wow.
Nice, light conversation.
Light topic back on the air with the Beat Breakfast Club.
Thinking of getting a divorce. Let's we'll help you.
No. Well, it's a tough question. It's
and
tough
why is
question.
Everyone yeah. looking at me? All right, let's go.
So it is a real question, but take a listen to what this expert had to say.
Nothing.
This based on 30 years of counseling. Waiting until the children are 18 or 20 or something like that is the worst idea. Why? Because the mere fact that you are no, you're going to leave means you are already conceding that this relationship is toxic and you're choosing to stay in it. That means you are going to raise your children in what you already acknowledge is a toxic home environment. So you are teaching them that fundamentally this is what love is.
Mm. 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 I agree wholeheartedly with this man. Who is this man?
He's a relationship counselor.
Single? Yes.
He's actually a divorce counselor.
Yeah.
This is what he does for a living.
Yeah.
So he sees many couples mm-hmm. and his take is never stay together for the kids. And especially, and we didn't hear this part because you're going to find this interesting. Do not wait till they're 18.
Right.
Because when they are little, they are surrounded by people who love them.
Mm-hmm.
They are nurtured by the community around them.
Right.
But they hit 18, 19 years old, and it's the place in your life where you feel the most alone.
Right.
And if your parents divorce at that time, then you really have nobody to share that with or to... You know what I mean? You feel like your world is crumbling because you don't have as much nurturing and support as you did when you were younger.
So Can I ask you a personal question, Natasha?
Sure.
And I'm sorry. So yeah. you're divorced.
I am divorced, yes. Okay.
Was there any point years ago before, you know, you and your ex decided to get divorced that you considered staying together for your
Yes,
daughter?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be very transparent here. Nobody gets married to be divorced.
Right.
We all say I do because we don't say I don't, because we don't get in it because we want the relationship to fail. But marriages do fail. I did not want my marriage to fail. And I would have done anything to keep my marriage going, including sacrificing my happiness. Even though both of us didn't want it, or one of us didn't want it, I would have stayed in that relationship for the fact that I had a daughter. Mm-hmm. And I would have done anything for her happiness. In hindsight, looking back,
yeah,
now,
I was going to ask you, right, how now, has that changed
looking
your
back,
perspective?
I realized that we did the best thing we possibly could for her well-being. And I've had this conversation with my 14-year-old now, and I've told her, you know, I really wanted to make our relationship work. And she turned to me at 14 and said, but why would you have done that? Mm. She's like, because you know what? It wouldn't have made my life any easier,
no,
Mom.
On the contrary.
I would have seen you and Dad arguing and not being happy with each other. And for you to sacrifice your happiness, or Dad to sacrifice his happiness for me, mm-hmm, is not the reason why you both should have been together. And I thought, this is so beyond mature.
Yeah,
and I didn't have that mindset when I was going through it, because I was heartbroken, right? But there are some, and I'm saying that I know it's going to trigger some people, there are some positive effects of divorce. Your child learns that your parents are doing whatever is best for themselves and for the children.
Right, totally. Right? Because a happy parent, happy child. Right?
Exactly.
And sometimes it's not that you're necessarily in a toxic relationship. You fell out of love. You choose to no longer be together. But kids feel that too. The lack of love.
Yeah.
Even in silence. Yeah. Even if there's no fighting and arguing, kids feel the lack of love.
I also feel if you can master co-parenting, then your child gets the best of both worlds.
Listen, my parents could not co-parent. I grew up with divorced parents. They got divorced when I was like 2 or 3 or something like that. Thank God. Thank God they got divorced, because I just didn't know anything better. Like, any.